fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome into the show on a beautiful Friday. You say, okay, why is it so beautiful? Well, the sun's out. That's number one. And number two, it's Friday. And that right there guarantees it's going to be okay. The weekend is coming. Let's start out up on the plateau and say hello to Coach Watson Brown. Watson, how are you?
George, you speaking to me today?
I am.
You're letting me talk today, huh?
Oh, you got to talk yesterday. You weren't on very long, but you got to talk.
I wasn't on very long, and then you didn't let me talk at the start. You just muted me out.
No, actually, I don't have control over that.
You don't?
Not really. No, the
So who do you think?
Well, I think if you look straight across, the guy eating the pizza at the moment would be
Maybe
the
that's
culprit.
That's what he was doing yesterday.
Let's check in with Jay Henson. Jay, did you mute Watson intentionally?
I did not.
Okay.
It was an operational board op. What do you call it?
Give it a fancy one. Pilot error.
Okay, pilot error.
Pilot error.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're taking it off of George, huh? Is that what you're doing, big boy?
Well, I mean, it was my fault for not pressing a button to my right. So. That was the main point.
Is Terry dying over here? What the hell's going on over here?
Do I need to get the
We're
siren?
We're trying to have a conversation, and this man sounds like he needs to be in the hospital.
I'm good.
Where's the ambulance? I'm good. Where's the ambulance?
Oh, we always go back to the ambulance.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I hadn't thought of that. Yeah,
oh, yes.
We were a little slow on the trigger on that one. Terry, how are you?
Well, better since I had to get that little tickle out
really?
Of my throat.
Yeah,
yes.
You got Mount St. Everest out of there.
Yes.
Watson, let's go back to you for a second, since you don't feel like you got enough airtime yesterday. I would have gladly given you the first 45 minutes of the show, knowing what I knew.
No, that's okay. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Now that I know who the culprit was, I'm good. I still think Jay's covering for you, but we'll get past that.
I mean, I try not to cover for George, but honestly, that was my fault.
Pilot error. So, Watson, what do you make right off the bat? Eric Bieniemy, about 2 years ago, pulled his name out of the Colorado job. And I believe I'm right. So did Steve Sarkisian yesterday. Is this more the timing isn't right on these, or is there this isn't all that good a job kind of vibe?
Good question. I don't know enough of the insides, but it looks like they don't feel like it's a good enough job. I think Bieniemy's staying. He wants to just – I think he's going to hang NFL. I really believe he's one of the next guys to get a job. I really do. I was surprised he didn't this year, but I think he's right there. The Chiefs are going to be good, George and Terry and with Mahomes. So, I mean, I think he's hanging to stay in the NFL. Sarkisian, I thought when I read it, somebody else's job, they're not going to him. And I wonder still if they might not go back in time here as it goes on, because I'll bet you Sarkisian thought Bieniemy was going to take it, and he just pulled out. That's what, knowing coaching as I do in this time of the and getting jobs and everything, that's what I thought. So it's going to be interesting to see. And where do they go from here? I know they had interviewed
Brett Bielema.
Bielema from Arkansas.
And you've got to believe, Watson, given that he's been out of the business for a couple of years, that if Colorado offers, he jumps at it.
Oh, I think he's gone. It's probably begging for it. And he was an analyst with the Patriots, and didn't the Giants just hire him?
Yes.
Terry, I think I'm right about that, as an assistant.
Yes.
So he's got a good job now, I'm sure, but I think he would jump at it, George. I agree with you. It's getting interesting the longer it goes. It tells you that that it's not the hot item out there. For
no.
them to be still waiting this long, this late in the year, you usually want to hire quick.
Yeah.
And it's telling me they're struggling finding somebody that they like that wants it. Now, there's a lot of people that take it, but it's somebody that they really like that wants it. The two-way street here, and it's obvious it's not happening right now.
We're going to have some fun on the show today, given that it's Friday, and I'm just going to throw it out there at the beginning. At 3:20, I want some caller interaction. I want some Twitter and Facebook interaction. I want there to be some fun in this before it's all over today. Interaction being part of the key. Terry, we need your interaction.
I'm ready. What do you want to interact about, George?
Well, you're about to find out. I want a quick thought, but then I'm going to turn it into a segment later. The owners have approved this new collective bargaining agreement thing. I've got a feeling getting the players to sign off is going to be a lot dicier. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right, because I think the executive council of the Players Association has already voted against this proposal, so they want to go back and do a little more negotiating before they sign off on anything. As I understand it, it has to go to the player reps of all 32 teams now for a full vote, but doesn't sound promising right now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a moment that perhaps none of you have waited for. Trash can news. Watson, I want you to listen closely on this.
Yes, sir.
Does the name Jonathan LaCroix ring a bell to you at all?
Yes, but what? I'm missing it.
Major League Baseball catcher for several different teams over the years. I got to know Jonathan when he was a member of the Nashville Sounds when they were a Milwaukee Brewer affiliate. I'll tell you up front, Jonathan LaCroix, in the dealings I had with him, stand-up guy, good guy, has gone on to a pretty nice Major League career. He dropped what I think is a little bombshell yesterday that MLB probably wasn't thrilled about, when he said that Major League Baseball was contacted a year ago about this whole sign-stealing crap and really didn't do anything about it.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's yeah.
Strong. How would he know that? That's interesting.
Well, because he was part of it. First of all, he's a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to read you a little bit of this.
Okay.
LaCroix, or LuCroix, said that Mike Fiers informed him of Houston's tactics once they became teammates in Oakland in 2018. The revelation led LaCroix, who signed a minor league deal with Boston earlier this week, to create more and more intricate sign-calling patterns to preemptively fight any tactics used by the Astros. Working with different pitchers called for different tactics as well. LaCroix added that he never heard the banging of a trash can, so we're going to help him here with that. Thank you. But he would not have been listening for it in the first place. He goes on to say, pitchers don't want to sit there and try to think about decoding your signs and thinking about indicators and all the different things that they're doing. They want to sit there and just worry about executing. Some guys can handle it and some guys can't. It was very difficult to do. Now, according to LaCroix, the Athletics informed Major League Baseball about their experience with the Astros, but no investigation was started until Fires went on the record with The Athletic in November. A's general manager David Frost confirmed to the Mercury News last week that Oakland complained to the league well before MLB's investigation commenced. Which leads me to ask the question, why is that?
That's a fair question.
That's sort of, are you having problems over
there?
No,
I'm good. I'm good.
You sound like you may be dying.
I think Connor may have given me his crud that he had.
The child.
Where's the ambulance? Where's the ambulance?
Well, I think the ambulance is coming. I think it'll be here in the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
But it goes on. Word began spreading quickly about the Astros, and LaCroix said he would text others around the league about what he had learned.
There it is.
Wow. Right on cue.
Hurtful.
I'm telling you, this Jay Henson, he has taken this job to a new level, hasn't he? Seems like some extra stuff today in that siren. Yeah. So now all of a sudden, you've got somebody coming out, whether they have intended for there to be controversy about this or not. They've dropped what I think is a little bomb, which begs the question, when they first told Major League Baseball something's going on here and MLB didn't do anything, why not?
Good question. There's also a piece, George, I read, and I bet you did too, and is the GM with the A's named Frost.
David Frost.
Frost. Read his statement in his 4 or 5, 10 sentence statement where he said, Houston wasn't the only place that we would travel that we thought this was going on. And it just went right by. It's a one sentence, and he just went on to something else, and nobody's followed back up with it. But I said, so you think there's other people doing it? Maybe not to the extent. I didn't know what he meant, but he said, this wasn't the only place that we worried about this when we traveled.
By the way, this morning, the real general manager of the A's is Billy Beane. This guy, and by the way, his name is Forced, not Frost. Forced. Which,
well, I was close.
Well, so was I.
David Frost was the guy that had the interview with Nixon,
right?
Back in the 70s.
I am not a crook.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Hey, George. That's Southern for Frost. Forced. That's Southern for Forced.
Okay, so we're a little out of control early, which is a good thing because we intend to have some fun today. At about 3:05, we're going to Fort Worth. I mean, we're not flying, but we're going to, by way of telephonic instrument, we will be joined by Mac Engel, who's a sports writer with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. He was at the deal, the function, I think it was Monday, where Joe Burrow put out the whole, I have leverage. And nobody knows what that means. Now, if I'm the Bengals, I'm taking it as a bad sign, but either way, he's going to join us at 3:05. After the break, a gentleman named Kurt Baker, who works with Wilson Bank and Trust, is going to join us, and I'll explain what all of that is about when we come back. From the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, you're listening to WNSR, Nashville's Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this.
Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group.
And finally, the loving face lick.
It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks.
Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
Hey, this is George Plaster. I don't pretend to know everything about printing, but my buddy and former BGA classmate James Warren does, and he should. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. Let's talk a little bit about mailing, because that's important.
It is, George. So a lot of people use mailing to get in front of customers, direct mail. We've got, at the end of the year, there's always the big mailers that go out for insurance companies and that sort of things. But we see that mail helps people get in front of their audience. You'd be surprised at how many people actually open an envelope or look at a postcard when it comes to their house. And we can do it cheaper than you can mail it.
And you can do it well. Give people the particulars, phone number, website.
We're at 615-832-9511. Our website is sirspeedymusiccity.com. You can reach us at print at sirspeedymusiccity.com.
And as always, when you go in there, you tell them Plaz sent you. Hey, this is George Plaster. I don't pretend to know everything about printing, but my buddy and former BGA classmate James Warren does, and he should. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. Let's talk a little bit about mailing, because that's important.
It is, George. So a lot of people use mailing to get in front of customers, direct mail. We've got, at the end of the year, there's always the big mailers that go out for insurance companies and that sort of things. But we see that mail helps people get in front of their audience. You'd be surprised at how many people actually open an envelope or look at a postcard when it comes to their house. And we can do it cheaper than you can mail it.
And you can do it well. Give people the particulars, phone number, website.
We're at 615-832-9511. Our website is sirspeedymusiccity.com. You can reach us at print at sirspeedymusiccity.com.
And as always, when you go in there, you tell them Plaz sent you.
Jim Rome's got opinions.
The Niners got to the Super Bowl because of their running game, and they were leading in the Super Bowl because of their running game and then their play action. And then they started going heavy pass. That said, take nothing from Kansas City. San Francisco didn't lose that game. Kansas City won that game. They made huge plays in huge moments, and sometimes you just have to tip your cap and give somebody some bleeping credit.
The Jim Rome Show. Weekday mornings starting at 11 on WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
.22 is the time. Watson, over the years, you have attended many times the National Football Foundation's Middle Tennessee Chapter annual dinner, because I've seen you there any number of times.
Yep.
Yep. Well, we're at it again this coming Wednesday night, but with a little bit different twist. Over the years, I've been a board member of that organization for the last 15 years, and we have done a lot of great things, and we have given out a lot of scholarship money and done a lot of really good awarding over the years, but most of it has been kind of under the radar. And with the help of the folks at Wilson Bank and Trust, that's about to end. They have come on board as the title sponsor of our annual dinner. Kurt Baker is on the line with us. He's vice president of Wilson Bank and Trust. Kurt, first of all, let me say thank you for what you all are doing for us, because this is near and dear to those of us who really care about it.
Yes, sir. I'm proud to do it.
Tell me why the bank decided to get involved.
Well, it's been an event the last couple of years that we've been a part of in a smaller capacity through just we sponsored a table the past 3 or 4 years in that event. And through attending myself personally, we saw the uniqueness of the event, the lives that it touched, what these kids are doing kind of in their, on the field, in their communities, in the classrooms, kind of reminds us a lot of the type of bank that we are, George. And it's just something we want to be a bigger part of, and any way that we can give back to those communities and to the kids, we just thought it was a special event and wanted to be more a part of it.
I'll give people a little bit of an example of a couple of the things that we've done. A couple of years ago, we honored Tim Shaw, the former Tennessee Titan who has ALS, and Steve Watterson did an incredible job with the introduction. We got Tim up there. Now you talk about a moving deal, Kurt. It doesn't get much more moving than that.
It doesn't. It really, each year it seems like the event not only it recognizes the hard work that these kids have put in their schools and on the football field, but there's also something that tugs at their heartstrings that gives us something to walk away with, something that's motivational and inspirational. One of those true stories where either it's a, don't give up, always look at life with a positive attitude, just something that they can take away and hopefully remember for the rest of their lives and apply, day to day and make them a better person.
Watson, this year, one of the people that we're going to honor is the young man from Tennessee State, Christian Abercrombie. You remember he suffered a really serious injury in a game here against Vandy. And when we were going through one of our board meetings, it got brought up and everybody looked at each other and went, he's a guy we need to honor. And so that's one of the things that will happen next Wednesday night that I'm very excited about.
Oh, George, you're dead on. And what I always thought was so neat about it, and Kurt, this is what I think you're saying, is that These aren't just the best football players or through the mid-state. These are football players that are great students and great kids, and they've done so much. And for them to get honored like this and be really what it's all about, and then second, for them to be able to sit there and hear some of these stories, George, I don't know if you get it. I don't know if it gets any better than that, tell you the truth.
Kurt, go ahead.
It really doesn't. I'm 37 years old and grew up around the game of football, and there is not a day that goes by in my career, Coach Brown, that I can't think back of folks like Coach Robert Lassiter at Gallatin High School, some of the things that he taught me, Coach Herschel Moore and some of the guys over at Cumberland University, that, a team sport such as football that teaches you how to operate out in the business world, how to lead people. And that's the unique thing about this event is that it truly focuses on the full aspect of teamwork. Because these kids, I can guarantee you, if you asked every single one of them, they couldn't have got to where they're at today without, their coaches, their administration, and their parents. And that's what really spoke to us as a bank, is because we hold that true teamwork attitude as well, with our shareholders, our employees, our customers, and all the different communities around Nashville and the surrounding counties that we serve. It's a true team effort. I mean, that's what makes football the my most favorite sport. They're all great, but it is truly the ultimate team sport that teaches those skills that will carry you past the game of football.
Kurt, you talked about Wilson Bank and Trust becoming the title sponsor. This is an event that's been going on for a number of years. It seems to me there have been a lot of success stories come out of this, lots of young men that have been honored at this event that have gone on to bigger and better things, not only in football but in life. Can you talk just a little bit about that?
Yeah, you look at the folks like and that goes back to kind of the this year we'll be honoring a gentleman and George, I'm not sure if I can really name who that gentleman is, but he's not even a football coach, has nothing to do with the game of football, but he's just an outstanding human being that touched a lot of lives. That, you know, a lot of his, and he's in the game of baseball, and a lot of his players come back and they don't really necessarily talk about the lessons that they learned, you know, on the baseball field, but it's more so of the lessons that they learned from this coach in the locker room and in the dugouts that's carried them on to success in their careers, and not only in their careers, but in their homes, families that they go to work for and work hard for every single day to put food on the table for their wives and you know, and reciprocal for women's sports, for their husbands and their children as well. So it's truly a cool, neat thing. And again, we've been a part of it in a small capacity the last several years. And it's just something that, you know, when presented with the opportunity to step up and do a little bit more, we said, hey, this is one that we can definitely get behind, and we're proud to do so.
Terry, I'll give out one hint about what he was talking about. Once the legendary Tennessee State University track coach Ed Temple passed away, this particular person that we're going to honor Wednesday night, I believe, is the most underrated sports superstar in our Nashville, Middle Tennessee landscape.
Wow.
For the moment, I'll just leave it at that. Now, here's the,
I agree 100%.
Here's the scary part. Wednesday, I will do this show in a tux.
Whoa. I can't wait to see that come out on the Facebook Live.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe we'll turn it off that day. But that's one of the things I tried for a long time to get us out of wearing tuxes, and it didn't work. Nobody else bought into it. But so I'll be in a tux Wednesday when I get in here, I think, and then head over to the hotel.
I think I speak for Watson, Jack, and Jay in that we will not be wearing tuxes on Wednesday.
No, I feel pretty confident about that.
No, and I am.
I don't even own one.
And I will speak to say I'm glad I'm not there to see it.
I'll take pictures for you, Watson.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, that's one of the neat things about this event when we started sponsoring it several years ago, that we were amazed that all these kids, I mean, there's what, George, 67 kids, I think, that were, you know,
right.
And that's just high school student-athletes that we're awarding this week that will also be in a tuxedo as well. So some of these guys, it may only be the second or third time ever that they've been in a tux. Some of them may have never been in a tux before. So, you know, it's one of those things, if you look good, you feel good, you play good, and everybody's all smiles that night. So it's an awesome event. We're certainly proud to be a part of it.
Well, we're thrilled that you all have gotten involved in this, Kurt, and just wanted to acknowledge that. Thank you to the folks at Wilson Bank and Trust for what you're doing. It's been a great event for years. And you all are just going to take it to a new level, and we're excited about that.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to it as well.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Kurt Baker, Vice President, Wilson Bank and Trust. The tux, no extra charge. We'll get that out there. We'll get that out on Twitter.
So are we talking about a $25 tux, $100,000 tux? What are we talking about?
Jay. There are no $25 tuxes.
Okay? I beg to differ.
First of all, I don't know quite what you're thinking, but to fully outfit in a tux, it's going to take more than $25.
All right.
Okay?
George looks good, guys. I've seen him in this tux before. So.
It'll make anybody look good.
Yeah, George looks good. He looks a lot better than normal when he's in that tux. So.
What award did you win at this dinner one year?
I don't know what they call it. You'd have to tell me. They honor a coach every year.
Was it the Mac Brown Award?
No. Oh, you're trying to set me up.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. But I know. You were an award winner one year.
I think. Was it Roy's award?
It may have been. The Roy Kramer contribution to football.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. Enough of the cheap shots and sarcasm. When we come back, we will talk more about the collective bargaining agreement that the owners have said yes to. but we don't think the players are going to follow suit. Stick around. This will be interesting conversation from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. You're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
Working from home? Need a better place to meet clients than your dining room or the local coffee house? Cultivate Coworking has the solution for you. Centrally located in downtown Murfreesboro, Cultivate Coworking gives you a business address, a collaborative workspace to exchange ideas with other community members, and professional meeting rooms, plus free parking. Upgrade from the coffee shops. Cultivate Coworking plans starting at $25 a month on Lytle Street in the borough and online cultivatecoworking.com.
They've influenced music for three generations. Ride the rhythm of Cool in the Gang. Get down on it. Sunday, March 22nd at Skirmerhorn Symphony Center. Get ready to get funky with Cool in the Gang. Live on stage. Tickets are on sale now at NashvilleSymphony.org. Don't miss Cool in the Gang live.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Tennessee. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Scott, the most important question you're going to get all day. Do you remember bumping into me at Whole Foods about 4 years ago?
What? Do I remember 4 years ago at Whole Foods? You know, vividly.
Just say no. It's that fine.
You probably thought it was Derek Mason. That's why the Vanderbilt football coach.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
.238, and let's get down and dirty on this NFL collective bargaining agreement. The owners have already agreed to this. The players have not. The proposed new collective bargaining agreement would then have a 17-game regular season. They would pull back to only three preseason games, which all of us would agree is at least the start of a good thing. Any less preseason games, the better. And as part of the agreement, if the players were to say yes to a 17-game schedule, they would reap a potential shift of over $5 billion, billion, B as in baby, baby, $5
billion. $100 billion,
yes,
Mr. Powers.
Thank you. Over a 10-year period. So the owners are trying to make it worth the players, you know, giving in on something that several years ago they weren't even close to agreeing to. So, Watson, let me start with you. The difference in a 16th game and adding a 17th is truly what physically for the NFL player in your mind?
I don't think it's that much because you're losing two preseason games.
You're losing one.
I thought it was one. Yeah, because it's down to four now, isn't it?
It'll be down to three if they agree to this.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but it's four now, correct?
Yes. Let me ask
you. Four now, and it was five at one point. Back.
Right. Let me ask you this, Watson. What was the effect on the college game when they went from 11 regular season games to a 12th one?
I don't personally think anything. I really don't. I think if it had been 10 to 12, but one more game, I couldn't tell any difference. And the other thing, George and Terry, is there's some practice things in there that I read. They only can hit 16 times. They're cutting back the number of times they can go against one of those teams coming into practice. They're having a acclimation period of 5 days, which means you can't be in pads. They're going to do like college and work up to pad work. There's a lot of things in there for the players that I read. And I don't see how in the world everybody wouldn't be excited about two more teams getting to go to the playoffs and only two have not an open date, but a week off waiting on somebody else to play. Only two instead of, I think it's four now.
Yeah.
And it would cut it to two. I don't see – the only negative is the 17th game that I see. I don't know what else that they're holding back on, and they're getting money out of it. What are you hearing, Terry, that they're looking for? Is it truly the 17th game?
I think that's some of it. I haven't done a lot of delving into this, to be honest, but I think I'll probably hear a lot more scuttlebutt up at the Combine next week when I go up there. But I think when you're talking about the 17th game, I think in order to give in and allow that, the players have got to go to the bargaining table and get – as much as they can in terms of revenue, in terms of safety concerns, in terms of even some of the discipline. I think they're going to relax some of the drug testing and things like that as a part of this.
Terry,
yes,
let me.
Marijuana was in that. Marijuana, George, was in that, and to not miss a game because you test positive for marijuana. I know I saw that as one of the things in there too.
Terry, let me ask this, and I guess this is where I'm going with this. If you're ever down on a sideline, as Watson has been when he's a coach, when I was as a sideline announcer in my younger years on the college level, and then going down there on the pro level, it's a train wreck. It is the level of physicality and violence that's going on is unbelievable. I believe that by the time players get to around December 1st, their bodies are shot to hell.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think, you know, the physical toll that this game takes on your body, you know, there's a reason why that a lot of these guys are not fully functional by the time they get to be 45, 50 years old. And, you know, this game can take a lot out of you. And I think I mean, the players know this trade-off. They know that they're making millions of dollars, or in some cases, you know, some of them are not, because they're making the league minimum or whatever. But a lot of players are making millions of dollars, but they are trading the back end of their lives in order to be able to make a living like this.
So, Watson, I guess deep down, I am surprised at your answer that there's not a lot of difference between 16 and 17, because I do think there is a physical toll by about the time you get to the 12th game that is enormous.
Well, I can't answer the 16 and 17. I can answer 11 to 12 because I've been there. I can answer 10 to 11 because I did it as a player. But I can't answer 16 to 17. I never did that. That may be to where they just can't handle it. They just don't want to go that far. I don't know. I know that I thought from day one, George, that they would try to get everything they could get because they know this is a good bargaining tool.
Right.
They know the owners want this bad, and they know it. They can play the physical piece truthfully, not just in an image wise. They can play that piece truthfully that it does take time off their bodies, and I'm not so sure they won't end up doing it. I think there's still a couple more things they may want.
That
may be what they're after. Is there some other things out there that aren't listed that they're still after, maybe? And maybe it's even a little more money. I'll bet you there's some other things they're looking for too, in practice ways and, you know, just if you cut back the physicality in practice in a way that the coach doesn't get to control it, the league does, and you cut out the blocking and tackling in practice as much, maybe that may be another piece. I'm talking about in season. They're already cutting back the 16 pad practices in preseason, which is that's going to be a big thing. If I'm a player, though, I guess where I was coming from, if it's one game at the end of the year, you're excited to play at the end of the year. You're still in the hunt. You're whatever the fight is, you're still excited about playing. If it's taken away, where does it fall in? Did anybody read that? Are we losing an open date here? Are they extending the season and one more? How are they working it in? I did not read that.
Well, they don't really say. Here's a couple of things I do know about it. The league does not want to have regular season games on Labor Day weekend,
right?
Because they have found that to be a time where most Americans get their last travel before the summer is over. And so ratings in the past for Labor Day weekend regular season games has not been all that good. My guess is they'll continue to start the regular season the Sunday after all of that, which means that they would push the regular season
into
early January, which means the Super Bowl and opening day of baseball will probably be a doubleheader right next to each other. Terry, here's the one thing that I have noticed in this. There's no question the NFL wants this bad, because it looks to me like they really did. They put some thought into what do the players want in return, because it's pretty enticing what they're offering.
Sure. One of the things I think that may be on the table is a second bye week. I think that was part of the consideration. I don't know if that's included in it or not. I haven't read it in depth enough to know that yet, but a second bye week as part of this. And then, you know, if I'm the players, there's two things that I want. One, I want to know that there's going to be better care for players after their career is over, especially with all this concussion stuff. And two, I got to think the players have to want contracts maybe that are not fully guaranteed, but are closer to being more money up front and guaranteed, because when you compare their contracts to baseball basketball, it pales in comparison, because you can sign a $50 million contract, and after 1 year, you may maybe get cut. If you get hurt, you may get cut, and you may not see $40 million of the $50 million.
Watson, listen to this one. This is how bad the NFL wants to be able to go back to their TV partners and scrape up a 17th week of cash. Listen to this one, because this one has been on the back burner now for about a year and a half, but 18 to 24 months ago, it was a huge sticking point with the players. Commissioner Roger Goodell would have authority only over integrity of the game matters. Personal conduct violations would go to a neutral arbitrator. That's a big one.
And that's what I think it is. And, guys, I saw the vote today, the first vote by whatever that group of players is. What is it, Terry? You know more
I think
than
it's
me, but it
more
was six
like
to five.
The Players Association, kind of the executive council, I guess.
Executive council was 6-5, so it was close now. It was real close. And so I don't think they're far away. I think it's going to happen. I think there's going to be a couple of more things maybe added in. But I just believe that it's going to happen. And I'll defend the players. I've always said there is no sport other than football that every penny they pay these guys, it's worth it to them. Because what this sport does to your body more than any of the other sports, it ain't even close. It's not even close. So I've never complained about what anybody makes. Their careers are shorter. And the physicality that you deal with after the sport, after you're through, is unbelievable. So pay those guys, man. We enjoy watching them play. And we enjoy the physicality of watching them get after each other. George is dead on. If you've never been on the sidelines to see it, it is so different than in the stands, man. I mean, the physicalness, the quickness of everybody, the athleticism, the toughness that's out there. It is the toughest sport to play. George, hockey's not far from it now because I was down, first game I ever
You're
saw
right.
hockey, professional game, first game I ever saw, front row. And my gracious, the quickness, the physicality. Hockey's not far from football, in my opinion.
What you really get, Watson, of course you sat with me 3 years ago for one of the Stanley Cup final games. Yeah. And up in 304 in row one, it's much more of a you see the play develop and it's, yeah, you know, artistic and graceful and all that. You get down in the seats you're talking about, it's blood and gore.
Ooh, buddy.
And it is an absolute 80 time a year train wreck because it's a collision sport.
It is.
All right. Here are some of the other things, too, that are in addition to the matter with Goodell, some of the other things that NFL.com has listed that would be changed in this new collective bargaining agreement. Fifth-year options would be fully guaranteed and tied to performance, not draft position. Penalties would be reduced for players who test positive for THC, eliminating any game suspensions strictly for positive tests. Teams would now be allowed to activate a third player off injured reserve during the season. Teams with 9 home games in one season of a 17-game schedule would have 8 the following year. The 17th game would not be an international game for every team. There would be a cap on the total number of international games. Player discipline for off-field violations heard by a neutral arbitrator with appeals going to the commissioner. Also, there's a plan to have expand rosters from 53 to 55 and to have 48 players active on game day and 14-man practice squads instead of 10.
Stop there. We're going to go to the break, and then I'm going to bring up one last point real quickly when we come back. From the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, you're listening to WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Loud music was coming from a car.
Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Anchor down with the defending national champions.
The Vanderbilt Commodores dog pile alert in 3, 2, 1. Vanderbilt, for the second time in school history, wins the national championship.
Follow the Commodores' quest for a repeat all season long on your home for Vanderbilt baseball.
Coach Tim Corbin and your national championship Commodores can be heard right here on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to the George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, need a quick answer to this. If I were the players, the NFL has certainly come a long ways in the proposal that the players are now voting on for a new collective bargaining agreement. I would say to the owners, listen, we will agree to this if you make all the players on a roster active on Sunday, let's cut the crap. Let's make it a better game. We don't need these inactives. Everybody on Sunday is active, period. Your reaction?
Well, the reason that that's done is because there might be one team that's got six players injured and not able to play, so they're trying to balance things out by making the other team by making both teams declare so many guys inactive. But I see your point.
Watson?
I'd be in between that. I would take it, they're talking 48, I'd take it up to 50 or 52, and I might up the number of inactive guys that you can keep on your practice squads. But I think they're going to head, and we got to go here, but I think they're going to head more toward contracts a little bit on, you know, in that way. And if I was them, I would head more after playing, retirement, different things like that. I would want to set myself up better with more money in some of those kind of ways.
When we come back for the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about Joe Burrow, who now suddenly is almost a legendary former LSU quarterback. He made comments earlier this week that said, I have leverage. What did he mean by that? Mac Engel, who was there when he said it, will join us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I hope you'll be with us as well.